when people get planning permission for one-off rural housing, they're told to clear the road and to leave normally 5 metres back from the centre line of the road. So they have to set their boundary wall back, or their fence or their hedge or whatever they're putting in. And they have to leave it ready for road making materials. Now, unfortunately, the council don't seem to be in a position to surface dress these, to tar them. And a lot of people are looking for this to tidy up outside their house. People are concerned that if they do it themselves, that if anybody gets hurt or injured on them or anything like that, that they will be liable for it. I'm being told by the reply today that people should just leave it for with the gravel, and that's good enough for it. But we all know that they're also told it has to be 200 millimetres below the centre line of the road, so the water is going to run that way. And if you have water lying on gravel and you have cars meeting and pulling in, they're going to dig holes outside people's houses. There's going to be trip hazards and all the rest. So I don't think it's a good way. Now, I've been asked to maybe defer this motion this month, so it'll be coming up again next month, but I hope to have negotiations in the meantime about possibly finding a solution. And of course, these things have to be funded. And I know that's the answer I'm going to get, is that if you tar outside everybody's house, you lose maybe 5 or 6 or 10 kilometres of the amount of roads you can get tarred overall. So we have to divide up the budget and divide up the cake between all the different responsibilities. But I do feel when we put it on as a planning condition that you have to put your wall back so far, and you have to leave this space outside your house, that we take some responsibility as a council in it. And that's what I'd be fighting for.